Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the lesson just read. For 3 years here, you are encouraged, nay, rather even browbeaten, to exegete the text when you stand in a pulpit and preach to God's people. That's as it should be. But those of you who have been in my class have listened to another harmonic counter theme that is driven home equally as well. Exegete the people. Don't get lost in grammar and syntax and script and manuscript and lose the one for whom you stand and speak. Text today is magnificent for those who would be in ministry and hear God's call. It divides almost as if you could take a cleaver and drop it right down the middle of the text. The old man and the new man. Not chronologically, of course, but simultaneously. The text enables us to exegete ourselves and to see who we are and to understand what God has done to us. Lord, he starts out, "You enticed me," that's the word, "you tempted me. You led me on." And is not that the old man speaking in everyone in this building today? Doctor, student. Who has not known those nights, those days, those hours when you wondered, is it worth it? I don't seem to be getting very far or doing very well. And in my own heart, in my own room at night, I have fears and frustrations, and I look up and say, "You enticed me to be here, to be on the way to being your called servant. You did it." That's the old man in my heart and yours. Don't you think, because you're a student, you may think that way and some professor would never think. Simply not. And to state that and to say that from our own hearts to him is to understand what that call entails, what that encouragement, that enticement, that leading us on. It involves the world's hatred. We are not going into a profession, people. We are entering a calling. To enter that one's calling is to incur automatically, per se, what we sang about in the hymn. The deadly enmity of Satan, the world, and our flesh. And against that, you already are fighting. So am I. There is no dodging the issue that God's gospel is not appreciated in the world. We will not win the world for Christ by sweet reason. We face an enemy who will use every ploy, every trick, every devilish device, not only to lead us astray, but to mislead our people as well. So we sense, we feel that frustration. How about at times despair? I would just as soon quit. What's the use of it? Look at the way he has encountered people and even friends. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. Because for me, the word of the Lord has resulted in reproach and derision all day long. And if I say, in my desperation, I will not remember him, I'm not going to talk about God anymore, then in my heart it becomes like a burning fire shut up in my bones. That's the problem with the old man. Suddenly he begins to realize when you once lay hold of the cross, you can't let it down. You can't back up or quit or take off or try another way of doing it. But the old man isn't the only one in the text. There's the new man too. That magnificent verse. But the Lord is with me like a dread champion. Dread champion. That's the picture. Not there's the happy Jesus smiling at you. But the dread, awesome, terrible, ruthless champion is the word. From all eternity, that one who is the Christ is ruthless. In his driving goal, not only for his message, but for ours. Not only for his person, but for ours. No one, nothing, neither Satan or world or flesh will turn him aside from his appointed goal. In that, our Christ is ruthless. He came to rescue and redeem. He came to bear guilt and sin. He came to taste the bitter cup of death for me and even the eternal judgment of God. That's our champion. And the word champion is there because he won. He didn't lose. He went to the cross. He entered the tomb, but as you well know, he broke forth on Easter Sunday, proclaiming to all creation, I win. You, Satan, lose. Now that's your view. In the moments of despair, when we look at ourselves and exegete ourselves and find nothing much there. Stop looking there. Look at the dread champion and what he has done for you. And then we are led back to consider that great ministry and calling that we have. By all the promises in his word. And we understand that as he does say here, yet, O Lord, thou who dost test the righteous, seest the mind and the heart, you who at times test me, strengthen me, discipline me, lead me, even when I cannot see, I accept it. And as we see in Jeremiah's words, sing to the Lord, praise the Lord. Old man, new man. He who fears and fumbles and feels frustration as to what is not happening and I think ought to happen, the old man, is suddenly confronted with the new redeemed man in Jesus Christ, who said, don't forget the dread champion. He has won, and you win. He has enticed us. So be it. So be it. We follow. without fear, putting aside our sense of failure and frustration, and only cling to Him who is our champion, and knowing that as He leads us into the call of the ministry, we will be what He wants us to be. Not because we are so great or so good, but because He has won on Easter Sunday, and in winning grants us the victory for heaven, for this life, and for the holy call of the ministry. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.